Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make 3 tents here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." And the disciples asked him, "Then why do the scribes say that first Elijah must come?" He answered, "Elijah does come, and he will restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also the Son of Man will certainly suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Joel Hoyer from Grace Lutheran Church in Coopersville, Michigan.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In 1806, Lieutenant Zebulon Pike was leading troops to explore the vast wilderness that is now Colorado. They discovered Pike's Peak because, of course, he named it for himself. He also made plans to be the first to scale Pike's Peak. But when he got about halfway up, he and his men got bogged down by snow and they had to go back to the base, where he declared to all the world, "Pike's Peak will never be climbed." Of course, it was. And it is, many times, by many people. In fact, every year they hold a Pike's Peak marathon and the winner finishes in under 4 hours. Now, if you've ever been on top of Pike's Peak, or any other mountain for that matter, you know why all those people bother to make the climb. There's just something about standing up there in the clean, quiet air of the mountaintop and looking out upon God's country. It can only be described as a mountaintop experience. Only one problem. Sooner or later, you have to come down. Well, today we take a look at one of the key mountaintop experiences in the Bible. Jesus led Peter, James, and John up a high mountain by themselves where he was transfigured before them. This text is so rich with things that we should take from it. For instance, Moses and Elijah were there talking with Jesus, representing the law and the prophets, the old covenant meeting with the new covenant. Of course, we remember Moses had his own mountaintop experience with the Almighty God that lasted 40 days. And God gave his commandments engraved on stone directly into his hands. He must have felt literally like he was on top of the world. But then he had to go down to the plain, where he found that the people of God had turned their backs on God. The Bible reports Moses got so angry, he threw the tablets of the law on the ground and shattered them. Friends in Christ, I've been there. I've been on top of the mountain disappointed in others, and at the bottom disappointed in myself, and knowing that I've sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and maybe you've been there too. And in either case, you might be tempted to shatter the word of God and walk away, either in judgment on others or in despair at your own sin, and that's exactly what you cannot afford to do. That's what the devil wants for you. If we are to make it on the plains of life, during the ordinary, the unspiritual, the day-to-day times, it is vital that we take God's word with us. This account of the transfiguration in Matthew brings that out beautifully. The mountaintop experience must have been incredible for Peter, James, and John to see Jesus revealed in all his glory, his face shining like the sun, his clothes as white as light, Moses and Elijah standing there talking with Jesus. Talking, Luke tells us, about the departure of Jesus, which he was about to bring to fulfillment in Jerusalem. His departure, of course, would be his crucifixion, his sacrificial death on the cross, by which he took responsibility for all the wrong you've ever done and all the good you should have done and didn't. God punished it all in Jesus, so that you can be forgiven. Now picture yourself as one of those disciples. It wasn't enough that Jesus was transfigured before them and Moses and Elijah appeared talking with him. To top it all off, a bright cloud overshadowed them and the voice of God himself came from the cloud. "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." It was all too much for them, and they fell down on their faces in fear and lay there trembling until Jesus came and touched them. But when that mountaintop experience was over, and they had to leave the mountain, they kept those words of God in their hearts and minds, and they obeyed the command to listen to him. Friends in Christ, the plains of life can be very frustrating and draining to our souls. And some of you are there right now. Obey God's command. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Come again and again to that Word, to know and believe that by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, your sins are forgiven. And through faith in him, we too will one day rise to be transfigured and changed with new and perfect bodies and a new heaven and a new earth. Until that day, open yourselves to Jesus and be transfigured by his love, so that you in turn can offer his love to others. For Jesus' sake, amen. May the peace of God, which passes our ability even to understand it, keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Joel Hoyer from Grace Lutheran Church in Coopersville, Michigan, for today's meditation on God's Word.